Now we will talk about risk assessment. You read about it in the newspaper and you get confused. Now we will try to make you less confused. People do not generally understand the difference between absolute risk and relative risk. Absolute risk of perinatal death in Norway is 3 out of 1,000 births. 0.3% is thus the absolute risk of perinatal death. If some factor increases the risk to 0.6%, then the difference in absolute risk is 0.3%. But the relative increase in risk is 100%, or a doubling of the risk. And this is what you will read in Dagbladet. Attributable risk. A relative risk represents the likelihood of disease in exposed individuals relative to those who are not exposed. The attributable risk or risk difference is a measure of association giving us info on the excess risk of disease. AR is the risk of disease in exposed when you subtract the risk of the disease from other sources. The attributable risk percent we will demonstrate by showing you a study done on an asbestos factory at Slemmestad outside Oslo, where they, in workers at this factory, they divided the workers who were all exposed to asbestos into smokers and non-smokers. And they found, as you see in this table, 61 cases of lung cancer in the smokers and only 7 in the non-smokers. And by calculating the odds ratio, you find out that there was 9 as odds ratio in this this case, which means that the risk of getting lung cancer if you work in an asbestos factory is 9 times higher if you smoke than if you do not smoke. And the attributable risk here is, of course, much higher in the smokers. So almost all lung cancer cases occurred in smokers. So beware. That's one reason to stop smoking, even if you do not work in an asbestos factory. Then we have another measure of spread in a statistical sample. You have the usual mean, which you have always heard of, and then you sum up all the values you have, as we do here, and you find that a mean is not necessarily one of the observations, but it is a calculated mean. Then the other central measure is the median, that is the middle value. You have here some numbers, and the middle one will be 9 plus 1 divided by 2. That is the fifth number. So the median here is 14. And when you measure the median, you must have one of the numbers you have observed. Range is another simple measure of spread in a statistical sample. The range is the difference between the highest and the lowest number. Where are most of the numbers? If you have a sample, you may calculate the mean or the median. Today you do that on your computer in a simple statistical program. And they often do not come at the same point on such a table, not such a figure as here, but they might. You see here that the numbers are more frequent at the left side of this figure. That means that the median will be situated to the left of the mean. Then we have another measure of spread. It's what we call kurtosis, which is bulging, the way the material kind of bulges. And it measures what we also call the peakedness of a distribution. You have one way of looking at it, where if the material is not normally distributed, then you will have skewness. It's leaning towards one or the other side. You have what we call standard deviation in a sample. And the numbers in a sample may be very close to each other, or they may be spread out. And you may calculate this as a standard deviation. And as you see in this picture, you have the red population has a mean of 100 and a standard deviation of 10. It's very small when you have all the numbers spread out in such a diagram. But in the blue population, the values are spread much more across all the possible values, and the standard deviation is 50. Confidence intervals is an interval around the assumed true value of a parameter. And it's one below and one above this so-called true value. If you set the probability at 0.05, your confidence interval will contain the value in 95% of the cases. The cases outside the confidence interval will be very rare cases. If you look here on the confidence intervals, which are depicted with the red lines, you see that they are evenly spread around the mean value. But in many cases, if there is a skewness in the material, you will have a confidence interval which might be longer on one side than on the other side of the mean line.